Man arrested in Jamestown on warrants out of Florida following Wednesday pursuit. Hundreds out for third annual back-to-school family fun event. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A Wednesday evening pursuit for a man ended in his arrest at a Jamestown hotel Thursday, September 5th. The Stutsman County Sheriff's Office reports that the pursuit began overnight in the Windsor area for a man wanted on warrants out of Florida. The man's vehicle became stuck in a pasture near exit 248 Wednesday night. When officers approached the vehicle Thursday, they found it abandoned. Officers later learned the man had caught a ride into Jamestown. He was located and taken into custody at My Place Hotel without incident. Quentin Miller, 30, is facing charges of felony auto theft from Florida, as well as local charges of driving under suspension, fleeing a police officer, possession of a controlled substance cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia scale, and reckless driving. He's currently being held at the Stutsman County Correctional Center on $500 bond. The Ann Carlson Center invited everyone from the public to their campus Thursday evening to celebrate the end of summer and going back to school. The event brought out hundreds of kids, adults, grandparents, and more to the campus to see different booths, play games, eat food, and celebrate. Stephanie Nelson, Chief Operations Officer at the Ann Carlson Center, said it was a great sight to see all those who came to their third annual event.
It's just wonderful to see the community support. Every year we see the numbers increase, and we just love to have the opportunity to showcase what we do.
Kristen Syverson, Chief Financial Officer, said they couldn't have asked for a better night.
It's a fantastic night, beautiful event. We have bouncy houses, there's ice cream, there's food, the smiles on everybody's faces. We couldn't ask for anything more for tonight.
You can find some pictures from the event online at newsdakota.com. And wildlife officials say a moose that wandered onto the University of North Dakota campus should not have been drugged. The moose was tranquilized in Grand Forks Tuesday and moved out of town. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.